Well, I've got some good news for you, and you may be aware of this if you've booked an airline flight lately. We've been told that the price of domestic flights is going to be down to probably pre-COVID prices by mid-year, which is fantastic news. The ACCC is keeping a very close eye on the situation because they have been more expensive. I don't know, actually, you tell me. Have you booked a flight lately? And what have you been noticing with the prices? Are they more reasonable? 133693. I'd love to hear where you're going as well. Plane tickets, they should return to pre-COVID levels by the middle of the year, with a return to sort of more normal levels of capacity. More people are travelling, which is great news. And I imagine when Bonza comes on the scene, it's a low cost carrier, that's going to bump up the competition with Qantas and Virgin. So that'll make things even cheaper again. So there's some good news for you. I wonder whether you've noticed that airline prices have come down a little bit if you've made a booking lately. 133693. And another question regarding flying. How's the experience? Are our flights running on time, particularly domestic flights? There is a bit of an issue, and some pilots have spoken about this. Others have, well, I think diplomatically zipping their lips on it. But some pilots are saying that because more and more people are taking carry-on luggage, more pieces of carry-on luggage and probably more weight than they should be taking, that's taking up a whole stack of time that's delaying the flight. So the pilots are pointing the finger at passengers overdoing the carry-on luggage. Now, I like to take just a small compact bag as carry-on luggage. If I see someone wheeling their carry-on luggage, which looks too big to me, I immediately hate them because I know that once you get on the flight, there's the clunk, clunk, clunk trying to fit down the aisle of those narrow-bodied planes, and then half of them can't lift it up into the overhead locker. There's never enough room in the overhead lockers. It's carry-on. It's not wheel-on. Are you taking a lot of carry-on luggage? Are you pushing the limits? Has anyone ever checked? Because I don't think the airlines are policing it properly enough. 133693. And according to pilots, that is what's causing delays with flights. What's your experience? 133693. Joining me now, James Nixon is an author. He's a speaker and a retired captain of A380s. James, good afternoon.
G'day, Didi. Nice things.
Oh, you're a listener to my podcast. Thank you. That's secret code. I don't speak of it on this program, James, because I use a bit of fruity language on the podcast, which it's best my bosses don't know about. Lovely to talk to you. So, James, I read today that pilots are saying that because people are taking too much carry-on luggage, that's delaying flights. Is that a valid point?
I think so. It's always been a valid point, but it's getting worse at the moment, and that's because everyone's so brand new in the business. After COVID, a lot of people who had been working at the airport for many years decided it's just too much, getting up and driving to the airport early in the morning and then parking a long way from the airport in the company parking spaces and then catching a bus early in the morning or whatever. They found they could get a job for the same money close to home. So the airport, you'll find a lot of people from check-in all the way through. You're dealing with people who are just new to the industry. And the best way to deal with someone who's trying to game the system and don't know, you know, we see you coming, taking extra baggage, is to just let them go past. So they get through check-in, they get through security, they get to the gate lounge and get onto the aero bridge. But the final filter who have to deal with it are the air crew. And the reason we worry about hand baggage, exactly what you said before about when you do the right thing and you see someone bringing on one of those King Island Louis Vuittons, you know, they hand it to their 8-year-old and say, okay, pretend it's yours, Julian. And next thing you know, you've got these little kids with these huge bags, which are sometimes bigger than them, and they walk on the plane. The only reason we care about hand luggage is because of emergency exits. We have to get rid of all the passengers out of half the exits in 90 seconds. That's the rule. So if you push back and you taxi off to the start of the runway and have some emergency, you may have to evacuate this aircraft in 90 seconds. And all the hand baggage piled up underneath the seats and near the emergency exits, that's going to stop you getting out of the plane. And that's what the crew care about. So the final filter, the purser looks at you and says, nice try, and they take your bag off you and give it to a person at the aero bridge. The person opens the door, drops your bag down a slippery slide that gets it down to the tarmac. It's not tagged. It's not tagged fragile. It's not tagged for a destination. Some baggage loader gets called from the back of the aircraft to come and pick that up, walk across the tarmac, sometimes in the rain, chucks it up in the bulk cargo compartment in the back of the aircraft up near the tail, and you may never see it again.
So you're saying, James, that there is a risk in trying to squeeze through too much in your carry-on because it might be taken from you, as you've just described at the last minute, possibly not handled in the nicest fashion, and that might have some of your personal valuables in. So
that's correct. Yeah, and it may have your medications in it, which is another thing we worry about. You know, what we want you to do is we want to have your lithium batteries and your medications with you in the aircraft. Because the trained firefighters, the cabin crew, they can put out a fire, they can deal with stuff if there's a problem with a lithium battery. And if you get, if the plane's delayed for a long time and your medication wears off, you can reach into your bag and give yourself another pill. But if this is in your checked baggage or if it's taken off you, confiscated off you, at the gate and put it in the back of the airplane, you don't have that with you.
So why do you think people are so determined to take so much carry-on luggage?
Because the airlines in the last year have made an art form of losing people's baggage all around the world. And it's just not only Australia. It's been a huge case in Amsterdam and also in right throughout America, but also Heathrow. So people have been seeing this on social media and say, well, that's not going to, you know, not going to catch me out. I'd much rather wear five pairs of undies and five pairs of socks and five T-shirts and not take any check-in baggage and go on my little trip without having to worry about checking baggage in because you may never see it again.
And why do you think, James, I mean, good news that we're hearing by the middle of the year that airfares will be back to pre-COVID levels, hopefully. But why is it going to take until the middle of the year for that to happen?
Well, it's been one of those perfect storms. With COVID, the problems have been right back to the manufacturers of the airline aircraft. So getting new aircraft has taken longer. Getting spare parts has taken longer, and Jetstar had this problem with three of their airplanes out grounded at the same time recently, and the problem they had was getting spare parts from the original factory because they had delays. So there's that to it. There's problems with the cost of oil. The oil cost went up from $80 a barrel, which is what it is now. So in the last year, it's now the same price it was last year. But when the Ukraine war started, it went up to $130 a barrel. And then again, it peaks later on in June or July to $120 a barrel. So that airline managers have been nervously worrying if it's going to go higher all the time. So they want to make as much profit as they can in the time allowed.
All right. James, sorry, just one other question for you before I let you go. We've had a couple of incidents with Qantas flights. One had to turn back mid-trip. Do you think there's any concern for people who are looking at flying Qantas?
Well, as a pilot, my point of view is you'd much rather hear about them than not turn back. And you've got a shout out to all those Qantas guys who have the courage to make a turn back when they're not happy. And you don't want to have unhappy pilots flying your planes. So if they turn back and there's a social media storm, so be it. But they've had to turn back about five times in the last week, which is very sad that it's all become very public. It happens regularly, and sometimes you just have a run of bad luck at the moment. They're seeing that at the moment with Qantas. But it's just one of those industry things. It happens. You won't hear again for a long time. And we've got to applaud the pilots for putting safety first.
Good stuff. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much. James Nixon, their author, speaker, and retired A380 captain.
Dennis Walter here. And with